My dear boys and girls, how are you? A very warm welcome to today's new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. I hope you are happy and healthy and looking forward to the upcoming festive Diwali season. Did you know that the festival of Diwali is actually not celebrated on one day, but over a period of 5 days? Starting with Dhanteras, which is considered to be an auspicious day for new beginnings, to Narak Chaturdashi or Choti Diwali, where 14 diyas or lamps are lit in every house, moving on to Diwali or Lakshmi Puja, which is a day of great festivities, followed then by Govardhan Puja, and finally ending with Bhai Dooj and Vishwakarma Puja on the final day. For today's story, let's focus on the second day of this 5-day festival, namely Narak Chaturdashi. In different parts of India, it is celebrated in different ways and with different rituals and beliefs. It is also called Kali Chaudas, Roop Chaudas, Narak Chaudas or Choti Diwali, depending upon which part of the country you are in. But there is a very interesting aspect to this day's celebration, especially in the state of West Bengal, where this particular day is celebrated as Bhoot Chaturdashi. I am sure that all of you are aware of the festival of Halloween, which is celebrated with a lot of enthusiasm in the Western world. People dress up as all sorts of scary characters and go trick-or-treating. Well, Bhoot Chaturdashi is also a festival which celebrates the spirits of the dead and has origins that are hundreds of years older than Halloween. The principle of both the festivals are the same. Both Halloween and Bhoot Chaturdashi celebrate the fact that we are closest to our dead loved ones at these times and try to make the most of it by welcoming them back into our homes and our hearts for just one night. Celebrated on the 14th day of Krishna Paksha, on the night before Kali Puja or Diwali, it is believed that on this day, the barrier between the human world and the spirit world is the weakest, and that ghosts and spirits can come to visit us. It is believed that on this night, which falls on the night before Diwali, our forefathers and ancestors of 14 generations past come to visit us and shower us with their blessings. In order for them to find us safely and also to keep other evil spirits at bay, 14 diyas or lamps are lit and kept in every house on Bhoot Chaturdashi. The occasion is also celebrated by cooking and eating what is called Chuddo Shak or 14 types of greens. Let's listen to a Bhoot Chaturdashi story now. Anand stood up with a sudden start, almost toppling his chair over with a sudden movement. He did not want to listen to his older sister Lata anymore. She had been telling him about this whole Bhoot Chaturdashi business for the past half an hour, and he was quite fed up. Not that he got scared easily, he was a brave boy. Although only 8 years old, he was big for his age and quite strong. In addition, he was smart as well and didn't believe in any silly ghost stories. Anand was just feeling emotional because 9 months ago, his grandparents had died because of COVID. Anand had spent every summer vacation at their house before this and couldn't imagine his life without his grandparents. The loss had been very difficult for him to bear. His parents and Lata, his older sister, had all tried talking to him and helping him manage his sorrow, but it was of no use. Lata was almost 15 years old and much older than Anand, and she constantly tried to protect him as best as she could. But she was also worried about him. The boy had lost his happy smile and his cheerfulness and had become angry and sullen for the past 9 months. No matter how hard any of them tried, Anand refused to speak to any of them about how he felt. It was Lata's idea to tell Anand about Bhut Chaturdashi so that the boy could light 14 diyas and feel closer to his grandparents, even though they were no longer alive. She thought that it might help him feel a little bit better. But even after telling him the entire story, when evening came, Anand refused to light any diyas at all. Finally, Lata had to light all the lamps herself and put them up all over the house. She just prayed that her little brother became his usual happy and cheerful self again soon. The evening passed with the whole family gathered together to eat and decorate the house. The mood wasn't very happy as Anand refused to even smile. Finally, around 10 o'clock, they all decided to call it a night and go to bed. Anand and Lata had rooms adjacent to each other, which were a bit away from their parents' room. The 14 diyas burnt all along the balcony, running along the children's rooms and the hall. Their mother had topped off the ghee in the diyas or lamps before going to bed so that they might continue to burn for a long, long time. Anand was awakened from his sleep suddenly in the middle of the night and looked around. He thought he had heard something. He could see the lamps burning brightly outside his room. He looked at the glowing hands of his wristwatch and saw that it was 12:30, what some people believed to be the witching hour. But he wasn't one to believe in these kinds of things. He lay back quietly in his bed, waiting to see if the sound that had woken up would recur, but it didn't. After waiting for almost 5 minutes, he decided that his mind had played tricks on him and tried going back to sleep. But suddenly, a movement from the balcony caught his attention. As he watched in disbelief, Anand saw the smoke from the diyas burning outside turn into the outline of a figure. He could distinctly make out the shape of a sari, some outside spectacles, and some giant round hoops, similar to what his grandma always wore in her ears. He couldn't believe his eyes. He tried rubbing them. Perhaps he was dreaming. But even as he watched, another figure took shape next to his grandma's figure, and Anand knew that that was his grandfather. The figure wore the same kind of funny pajamas his grandpa found comfortable and held a walking stick in its left hand. Anand suddenly realized that they had come to visit him this night, and a burst of happiness warmed his heart. Not wanting the figures to disappear, Anand quickly got out of bed and picked up the Polaroid camera he had received from his grandparents as his birthday gift the previous year. He took a picture of the two friendly smoky figures and waited for the print to come out. He had felt so excited about something after a very long time. As he moved closer to the window, the figures waved at him and blew kisses at him before dissipating slowly. As he looked at the veranda, he saw that some flower petals had been blown there right next to the lamps, and they spelt out a simple message. We love you. Be happy. Finally, after a very, very long time, Anand felt happy and at peace. He knew that his grandparents were always going to look out for him, and he also knew that he would always carry them in his heart. He went back to bed, putting the precious Polaroid under his pillow. It was his Diwali miracle and his secret to keep. The next morning, the young boy woke up with a song on his lips and surprised everyone with pancakes for breakfast. The last time he had made them were with his grandmother, but today he managed alone and did it well. His parents and Lata were all relieved to see him in better spirits and hugged him and showered him with affection. The small family went on to have a lovely Diwali and never forgot to count their blessings for all the love they had together. And this brings us to the end of this episode, children. I hope you are not scared of ghosts or spirits and found the story happy and touching. We can find many ways of fondly remembering our loved ones who may no longer be with us. And we should always try to find the best way to honor their memory. I hope you have a lovely Diwali festival ahead of you with all your family. Please be safe, and I'll be back with another new story next time on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. Until then, take care, happy Diwali, and bye-bye.